Golf Interview with Anne Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf today. And by Platinum, New York's leading maintenance and restoration company for metal, stone, wood, facade, and terrazzo flooring. Platinum has proudly been servicing the New York metropolitan area for over 25 years. Visit PlatinumInc.com for more details. Welcome back to Talking Golf with Anne Liguori. And my guest is Corey Pavin. Corey, welcome to Talking Golf.
Yeah, glad to be with you.
The audience here in the New York metropolitan area remembers Corey Pavin winning the U.S. Open back in 1995 at Shinnecock in Southampton, my neck of the woods. You've won 15 PGA Tour events. You were the 1991 Player of the Year, member of three Ryder Cup teams, captain the 2010 team. I could go on and on and on. And you've been playing on the Champions Tour for 13 years. Wow, you never stop.
I can't believe it's been 13 years on the Champions Tour, but you know, it's nice that we have a place to compete and you know, at our age too. And you know, we all love to get out there and get after each other and practice and play, and a little nicer, more sociable out here, I guess, than the regular tour was. So it's a lot of fun, and really, really appreciative of the opportunity to be able to play on PGA Tour Champions.
So we'll talk about the Club Core Classic in a second, because I know that's your next event coming up. But just got back from Augusta National and the Masters. I'm sure you were watching. What were your thoughts about the Masters this year?
Yeah, it was a really exciting Masters. You know, it's kind of cool to see all these young guys coming up now. And you know, it's not dominated by anybody. I guess if you can say Scottie Scheffler might be dominating a little bit right now, but time will tell if that lasts a long time. But it's nice to watch and not know who's going to win. On the other side, it is nice to know, like, if someone's going to win, like Tiger had that long stretch as well. So either way is fine with me, but it's a lot of fun to watch and see how some of these young guys react under pressure. And Scottie Scheffler obviously is doing quite nicely, and you know, he had to go through a few bumps on the road, but we all do. And it was really fun to watch him play, and his short game was fabulous. Made some great short putts, hit some great chips, hit some good shots too. But he certainly didn't hit it as well as he would have liked to on the last day. But it's nice to see his tenacity and grinding it out and able to win, you know, fairly easily in the end.
Yeah, I mean, he started that final round with a 3-shot lead, but as you know, at Augusta National or really any major championship, 3-shot leads can just dissipate pretty quickly. What were your thoughts about his mental game? He seemed like he was able to stay in the present and just kind of not let all the distractions that comes with leading championship get in his way.
Yeah, he did a fabulous job. I mean, you know, his interviews afterwards saying that he was crying in the morning. He just felt overwhelmed before this round on Sunday. It was really interesting. But he was obviously able to kind of get himself together, and he looked unfazed on the golf course, even after, you know, two holes, he'd lost two of that 3-shot lead and looked like he was maybe going to, you know, be behind after three holes, and then he pitches it in. But he never looked worried about it, which is fantastic. So he pitched that in, and he seemed to be pretty much in control after that of the tournament, at least on the leaderboard. But he never really looked flustered. He never looked like he was pressing. He just played his own game. And, you know, some of his interviews, you know, he talked about that he's learned that he doesn't have to play perfect golf to win golf championships. And he certainly didn't on Sunday, but he grinded it out. He stayed calm. He looked relaxed, which are all incredibly good signs for his future.
I mean, four wins in what, 6 weeks? That's just amazing, right?
It's a pretty nice stretch. And, you know, I really don't see him. I mean, he's going to slow down. You can't keep up that pace. It's pretty difficult. But I don't see him, you know, being a streaky player. You know, I see him very steady on a very high level. So it'll be fun to watch him the next couple of years. And a lot of the other young guys, you know, Cameron Smith is playing incredibly good golf as well. And that's not even mentioning all the, you know, John Rahms and Dustin Johnson and Justin Thomas and, you know, all those guys. You know, it's a really fun time to watch golf and just to see what's going to happen, because you really don't know who's going to win, or you have an idea of a group of, you know, maybe 15, 20 guys that are going to be up there, but it's anybody's game.
The depth in the men's game is just unreal. As you say, it's just so exciting to watch because anybody can win on any given, you know, weekend. But what about your thoughts on Tiger actually playing the Masters, coming back from that near fatal accident only 13 and a half months ago?
Yeah, I think very impressive is too light a term. You know, we all don't know exactly what he went through to even get to the point where he could play. Obviously it was, you know, gosh, a tremendous amount of work and a lot of pain and suffering and, you know, lifting weights and whatever he had to do, you know, ice baths, whatever it was necessary. It was quite an accomplishment to get out there and play again. I think everybody wanted to see it. And I was so glad that he played well, you know, well enough. I mean, he made the cut, which was quite an accomplishment there. I'm sure he is thinking it wasn't a great week because he didn't win, but you know, that's kind of the way Tiger is. He has that mentality. You know, growing up in LA and, you know, watching Kobe Bryant, you know, it's kind of that Mamba mentality. He has that, you know, he has that grind, that grit, that I'm going to do everything I can do to possible to compete, whether it's overcoming this, that, or the other thing. It was an amazing feat that he was out there playing at all. And that's the hardest golf course to walk that, you know, the guys are going to play all year as well.
I want to reminisce, Corey, about the 95 US Open win that took place out at Shinnecock Hills Golf Club in Southampton. I know you, speaking about coming from behind, you went into the final round three shots behind great Greg Norman and Tom Lehman. And on the final hole, you hit that four wood from 228 yards within 5 feet of the hole. I went back and watched the replay of that. First of all, how many times do you look at that replay of that shot?
Well, I don't really watch it that much. You know, I mean, I have it on my, you know, my iPad and my phone and all that, but I don't really watch it as like just to watch it. You know, I may watch it to try to pick up on something I'm doing with my swing more as a learning tool. But, you know, I see it a lot on TV, you know, they like to show it on TV. So I see it once in a while that way. But that's a good thing. You know, it's I'd rather be remembered for something positive like that than something negative. So I'm always happy to talk about it and people mention it all the time. Actually, someone just asked me right before the interview. I'm out at Las Colinas Country Club right now, but somebody just asked me, you know, where's that four wood? And, you know, it, almost every day, it seems like somebody says something about it.
Where is that four wood?
Oh, I can't tell you on the air, you know, and everybody's going to come looking for it. I have it in a shadow box. It's actually in storage at the moment because we moved, but yeah, I had it displayed at home in a shadow box. My wife Lisa put it in one, and when I get around to not using the putter that I used when I won there, that'll go with it in there in the shadow box as well. But it's in a safe place.
Wow! So you're still using the same putter, huh?
Well, it's in the rotation. I haven't used it for probably a year or two now, but I like to practice with it and hit putts with it, so I don't really want to put it away. You know, I have about three or four putters that I use, mostly my Bullseye, but, you know, that was a Cleveland design by that I used. It's kind of like, looks like an old Arnold Palmer putter. So I like to pull it out and hit a few putts with it. It has a really good feel to it.
Well, going back to that footage, I mean, you put your hands in the air, Johnny Miller said, watch out for this one. This is the shot of his life. And And after you hit it, you kind of walked back and you gave the four wood to your caddy, and then you squatted down. What were you doing? It looked like you were collecting yourself or just kind of thinking about it.
There was a little bit of collecting myself, because that was kind of the first time I really showed emotion during the day, running up and raising my arms. And I just wanted to calm down. And I said a quick prayer when I squatted down. I know now that I was just praying for, calmness and whatever God wanted to happen to have happen. And I know now that I should probably have prayed, help me make this putt. Because unfortunately, I didn't make the putt, but I didn't need it. As it turned out, I still ended up winning by two. But it would have been nice to make it, because that would have really clinched it at that point. But I was just trying to relax, just trying to calm myself down, and because I knew the walk up to the green was going to be pretty emotional as well.
Well, I was reading some articles about that moment, and in Golf Digest back in 2018, writer John Strigi wrote, Corey Pavin at 5'9" and 140 pounds never was going to stand out in a crowd, though he does so now symbolically. He is a relic of sorts, a welterweight once capable of holding his own against heavyweights, guile and grit his 1-2 punch. He stands as a testament to where the game was and where it is now. Does that describe you pretty well?
It's a very flattering paragraph there.
Yes,
I don't know if I've ever really heard that. I don't think I'm a welterweight anymore, but or whatever he said there. I think I'm more of a middleweight, but it's very complimentary. I think what I like to think is the way I play the game is my way. I'm not trying to emulate anybody. I'm just trying to play within my own ability. I love curving the ball and hitting shots. The creativity of the game is really fun for me. There's only a few people, it seems like, that do that now on the regular tour. But the game evolves, it changes. And I try to evolve and change as much as I can with equipment and length of the golf courses, things like that. So it's an incredibly wonderful game to play. And you get to play with anybody, anytime, and you can be competitive with the handicap system. And as I said earlier, I'm just glad I can still be out there and competing with my peers at this point.
And how would you describe your game now? Do you feel it's changed? Is it a lot different from, your prime on the PGA Tour?
Yeah, it's different, but not a lot different. I think my ball flight is a lot higher than it used to be. With these balls that don't spin as much, you have to launch it higher. So I had to learn how to do that. I certainly hit my driver a lot higher than I used to. I actually hit it further than I ever have, even at whatever age I'm at right now, which is 62, which anybody could look up. So I hit it further than I ever have.
That's awesome.
I still love curving the ball as much as I can with these golf balls and equipment. So I still enjoy the game. I really like to play. I certainly enjoy competing. I feel like my game's in as good a shape this year as it has been in the past, 4, 5, 6 years. So I'm hoping this year will be a really good year. I got off to a good start with a 10th place finish at the first event, and hoping to catch some more of that in a bottle here next week coming up.
Now, are you hitting the ball further because of the equipment? Are you stronger? Is your swing a little different? Why do you think you're getting more distance on the ball at the age of 62?
Well, I think my swing is probably, it's always been fairly fundamentally sound, even though it looks kind of weird to some people, but I'm certainly stronger than I ever have been. No doubt about that. I think my swing's more efficient than it was. My early years on tour, equipment is a big factor, no doubt about it. But my swing speed's about the same as it was when I was, 25. My club head speed's the same thing. So having said that, if I'm hitting it further and my club head speed is the same, that means the equipment's better. It's creating a longer shot. Uh, So, you know, everybody takes advantage of it, and that's everybody's on the same playing field, and you just go out there and play and compete as best you can.
What do you think of these, well, some of your peers that are like Bernard Langer, who just seems to be a machine.
He keeps it's amazing, isn't it?
Right? He's what, 64?
Yeah, the man's 64 and he's still winning out here. You know, I thought Hal Irwin's 45 wins on the Champions Tour, or I should say PGA Tour Champions, it was pretty safe. And I think Bernhard's, I think he's at 43 right now. And he's slowing down a little bit, but he's having a lot of the top 10 finishes. You know, he won a tournament last year at the end of the year. So he's certainly capable of catching Hal Irwin. There's no doubt about it. He doesn't look like he's slowing down too much, but it's amazing to watch him. He's very meticulous and goes about his business the same way. And he's got a very solid swing and you know, he's putting well, he's making lots of putts and he's always been a great chipper. I mean, he's a solid golfer. He always has been.
Is it because you guys are just in better shape? You're working out perhaps more, your nutrition is better. You were more educated about, you know, what to eat and how to stay younger, longer.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a big factor. You know, you can go back, you know, even into the 60s when guys were getting older, even the 80s, you know, when Jack won the Masters at 46, everybody was like shocked, you know, that he could win. Anybody could win at that age. And now it doesn't seem that old anymore. You know, you see, you know, I mean, obviously Phil just won the PGA, 50 or 51, however old he was. So I think you're seeing the careers lasting a lot longer because of conditioning, because of nutrition. Guys realize that there is a Champions Tour out there to play, an over 50 tour. So they're taking care of their bodies a lot better so that when they do turn 50, they can play out on our tour. So, you know, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. Mostly it's just guys are in better shape, you know, simple as that.
Well said, my friend. Corey Pavin, thanks so much for joining me on Talking Golf and best of luck this week at the Club Core Classic.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thanks so much. Golf Interview with Ann Liguori is brought to you by Travelers. Travelers, it's better under the umbrella. And by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you back. World-class courses, celebrated links, spectacular scenery, rich culture, and the warmest of welcomes await. Now is the time to get back to the things that matter most. Now is the time for Ireland. Press the green button and start planning at ireland.com/golf today. And by Platinum, New York's leading maintenance and restoration company for metal, stone, wood, facade, and terrazzo flooring. Platinum has proudly been servicing the New York metropolitan area for over 25 years. Visit PlatinumInc.com for more details.